Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot continue to go down the road of decline and decimation and destruction of our constitutional republic. We need to consider just for a moment exactly what we have been, the hand that we've been dealt, if you will, and the position that we're in America today, both locally, statewide, and nationally, as we have had the Biden cabal in charge, the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party. We have open borders with about 5 million illegals by the end of this second year at Biden being in office. We have our children that's being sexualized, demonized, and brainwashed in our public schools with the agenda of pushing abortion on demand, LGBTQ sodomite agenda, the CRT. Our Second Amendment rights are being infringed upon. Our gun control is being pushed by all of the Democrats, whether it's local, state, or national level. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, just a thought, and we'll get back to our guest in just a moment, but just a thought, if we're going to scream gun control every time someone is injured or dies as a result of a weapon, never mind the fact that they have the weapon illegally most of the time, never mind the fact that they're on some type of drugs or some position of, how would you say, rage that causes it, if we're going to use that as the agenda for canceling gun rights, maybe we need to have a federal law that will make it illegal to own a hammer. You know, recently, Paul Pelosi was beaten with a hammer. Now, I'm not laughing at him, not making fun of the event, but I'm simply saying if we're going to scream gun control, why not just say hammer control? Have a federal law that says you can't have but one hammer and you must have a license to have that hammer. It makes as much sense as them, our liberals on the left screaming gun control every time someone is shot with a weapon and saying that somehow, some way we need to take legal weapons away from citizens in America. But ladies and gentlemen, we have with us today La Sierra Maslin. La Sierra is running for District 13, Florida House of Representatives. In just a moment, we're going to bring her back in and ask for further communication and conversation about her election. But I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yes, I just have a question, basically how one decides who to vote for when you're not familiar with the particular candidate or office. Obviously, you know, governor and Senate and state federal senator, that's not a problem. I'm clear with a sheriff and a state representative and a state senators, but for example, like the attorney general or the chief financial officer or the commissioner of agriculture, and of course, all the list of judges, whether to keep or not keep, and the others on the ballot. How does the average person find out who to vote for? Obviously, there's a Democrat-Republican divide, but basically, it'd be nice to know a little bit more than just voting by party.
I'm glad you asked that question because we have such a high influx of people into the state of Florida, and thus each county and each district. There's a number of people that do not know the leadership in the state of Florida, local, state, or national level, and particularly here in the state of Florida. I'm looking at my sample ballot, if I may introduce this, and I'm simply voting for Marco Rubio, Ron DeSantis, Ashley Moody, Jimmy Patronis, Wilson Simpson, Clay Yarbrough. When it comes to the District 17, Jessica Baker and Michael Anderson, I'm saying no on both of them. Not that one is a Republican, another is a Democrat, but simply because neither of them meet the qualifications of being a moral, ethical, honest candidate for office. When it comes to sheriff, I'm saying T.K. Waters. Our local news media got all upset recently because we put a sign out to T.K. Waters on the front of the church property, and I responded to the media because they were anguished about the sign being out there. I said, it's obvious that you're racist because T.K. Waters is a conservative, Republican, black Christian, and there's the media that was all upset that we had a sign out sponsoring him. And so I said that it's obvious that Channel 4 media is simply racist. I didn't hear anything more from them. But T.K. Waters has the experience, the background, and is an upstanding gentleman, loves the Lord. And so I say yes. When it comes to the Supreme Court justices, I have said yes on them being retained, with the exception of LaBarga. LaBarga is Jorge LaBarga, is a rank lost liberal Supreme Court justice. Remove him as quickly as we can. So I said no, do not let him be retained. When it comes to the other justices that are on the appeals court, I say no. And let them, if they want to be put back in office, let them stand up, speak up, and reveal how they voted on very important family moral ethical issues. Then let we the people decide if we want them, not just shall we retain. So I'm against that. And when it comes down to the other peripheral issues, I'm against modifying our Constitution. I'm against constitutional amendments. State of Florida, since 1970, we've had 127 constitutional amendments. Our federal constitution, we have had for quite some time, in fact, far longer than 1970, might I say, and it's been modified only 27 times. These people with deep pockets that want some special exceptions in the law, they find they cannot get it by the constitutional republic with the representative form of government, and so out of deep pockets, they pay anywhere from $3 to $8 per signature to get petitions signed and put these issues on the ballots. And so I'm against any constitutional amendment. So on the constitutional amendments, I've said no on all of them. So hopefully that will be a benefit and a help to you when it comes to the soil and water conservation districts. And the my ballot shows group 3 and group 5. I've said no on the ones that are, when you go online and research them, one is an outstanding in-your-face sodomite. You've got two that are green freaks, want to save Mother Earth and prevent any development from taking place. So I've simply said no on District 3 and on District 5 for either of the candidates. So I simply say I'm thankful for your question, by the way, but it takes some vetting of the candidates. Sometimes you just go online, Google the person's name, look at what they've done, the clubs they're members in, what they've done in the past, their position on different important issues, and cast your ballot accordingly. But I pray that that's been some insight for you, and it's a very good question, and I pray that that's beneficial for the others listening that perhaps are relatively new in the area and do not know those people that have been elected in the past. And if there's ever a doubt, and this is not always, 100% tool to be used, but if it's a doubt, just go down the line, Republican. In the case now with La Sierra Maslin that we're dealing with and talking with and interviewing today, she is a no-party affiliation. And it's because she doesn't want to be beholden to Democrat or Republican. She wants to be able to make a decision for we, the people. And I commend her for that. And so if you're listening today, ladies and gentlemen, and you're in District 13, La Sierra Maslin is the candidate that I believe will stand for God and stand for we, the people, and will vote accordingly. So much for that. But thank you so much for your call. I pray that's been a blessing and a benefit. La Sierra, I know that you have heard the dialogue and the discussion. Jump in the dialogue and discussion. You've heard what I've said. What are your thoughts and your position on my statements?
I was just thinking to myself, I did that too. I was like, oh gosh, we're right in sync with this. So, I mean, you were dead on, Dr. Youngblood. Literally, that's what I did. And then I also, of course, and that's what I found out when I researched the justices. That's exactly, most of them were no, obviously. And then obviously for the, the constitutional amendments, definitely not. You know, we need to leave that alone. So, you know, you were right on as far as what I did as well and how I or will be doing on November 8th and what I looked at as far as my sample ballot, I should say. to be clear. But yeah, so you're right on. And then again, like, and also let me just add to that and just ask the Lord. I always, you know, talk with the Lord
about prayer.
Ask for, yes, prayer. Ask the Lord and just, you know, have him reveal it to you and he'll show you how to do it. And so, yeah.
LaSierra, for the benefit of our listeners, by the way, I'm looking forward to your swearing in January. This is the reason I've introduced you recently as being our next representative for District 13. Take just a moment and just, let our listeners know, without calling the name of your opponent, what your opponent stands for versus what you stand for, what your opponent's done versus what you intend to do, what your opponent is from the standpoint of moral ethics and values and school choice, et cetera, and where you stand. Just elaborate on that for the benefit of our listeners.
Sure, absolutely. So my opponent is the current rep, and unfortunately she did not pass one bill for this community. If anyone's familiar with the northwest of Jacksonville, we have been severely underserved and are very neglected in this area of town. And so she wasn't able to get anything done. Absolutely a waste of time, 2 years, just a waste. And she's asking to be reelected, which I think is preposterous. As far as myself, listen, it's almost like night and day. First of all, the Lord is going to move on my behalf because I belong to him, because my name is on his name is on me, and he's not going to suffer his name to look, you know, downhill or degraded just because of his name's sake. And so because I am a business owner, I have visions, and I look beyond what the norm might see, if you will. And I have a creative mind, and I'm coming in with fresh ideas to assist this community. And not only that, I am willing to hold our city level, as well as any other elected official, accountable in setting a fire under them to be sure that they get things done in this area. I'm willing to ask those hard questions and make sure things are done. I personally like to meet my community and talk with them, which most have been able to at least reach me, talk with me, personally ask those questions, those hard questions about, you know, what's going on in this community. I have a heart for our veterans, our disabled veterans, as well as the seniors. I truly believe that they are the ones that have been affected the most with this unprecedented inflation, because they cannot go out and supplement their income. And so we want to look for some additional income for our seniors and our disabled veterans. Our seniors are our most seasoned individuals in the community. And then obviously our disabled vets are the heartbeat of this nation and the reason why we can go about our daily lives. Even a thought of any danger really, you know, coming onto our borders, but that's not the case over right currently, but you know, where we can just be protected and just kind of go about our daily lives. So I'm really, that is a part of my platform. And obviously I'm pro-life. I'm for keeping every pregnancy, regardless of how they get here, because it's God gives life. And it's just as simple as that. He knew us before we were in our mother's womb, meaning he has already known us. We were already existing. He knew us before he sent us here through to earth. And so that is where my stance is. And everything that I'm stating is like night and day. It's the opposite with my opponent. She believes in divisiveness, hatred, just everything is racist. She believes in CRT, which is critical race theory. She just believes in oppression. She just thinks that she could just, you know, mosey back into this seat, not doing anything and not proving anything to these people here in this community. And that won't happen on my watch.
I'm glad to hear that. Hold a moment, LaSierra. Jamie, I believe you're on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning. The one thing I want to make very clear to our listeners is that if we vote for the opposition, we are voting for a person who's going to go toward what culture desires. LaSierra Maslin is a vessel who's going to stand for truth. We want people in legislative branch who have the ability, who have the backbone, who are driven by the truth. I know LaSierra is going to protect our Constitution, which means she's going to protect the vision that our founding fathers had for this nation. And that means protecting our freedom. She is someone who is driven to do what's right, regardless of the opposition she's going to face, because she knows she's called by God. I know that LaSierra, she values God, she values family, and she values freedom. This is the person I want to protect my family and my family's values. And by sending La Sierra Maslin to office, we know that our communities will be protected, our communities will be healthy as she serves within this legislative branch. I really encourage the voters to take a hard, serious thought about this. Again, if we were to vote in the opposition, the Democrats have proven themselves. There's nothing new under the sun as far as that's concerned. By voting in the opposition, you're voting against freedom. You're voting against family values. You're voting against everything that this nation has been built upon. And that's not what I want for my family, and that's not what I want for my community. So I encourage the voters, vote for freedom, vote for the Constitution, vote for La Sierra Maslin.
I could not have said that better, Jamie. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Your stump speech. That's
Thank
very,
you.
Very good.
Thank you, Jamie.
I am thankful for
Thank
that.
You.
May your tribe increase, as I say. And it's my prayer that our listeners will hear that, heed that, and will follow that admonition that you have so well articulated for us today. La Sierra, there's a question or two that I believe may be on the minds and the hearts of some of the listeners that some have not called in to ask. But I know your position on it, but some listening may not. Are you for constitutional carry to honor our Second Amendment? And what does constitutional carry mean? And do you stand for it and why?
Yes, I am for constitutional carry. It is our God-given right to protect ourselves and our families. I am for even open carry. We have about 36 states here in our country that have the open carry ability. And so I ask for that as well to occur here in Florida. More so because, again, we have these criminals that are walking around illegally with guns, right? Having guns is a multi-million dollar, illegal guns, I should say, selling illegal guns is a multi-million dollar industry, and that's not going anywhere. So if the criminals are going to have the guns, we as the American people that's working hard, doing whatever we need to do to take care of our families should be able to protect ourselves.
An offshoot question from that, La Sierra, and again, I know your position on it, but I want you to articulate it for our listeners. Would you say that you align with the political position and stance of Governor Ron DeSantis, and do you think he's done a good job for the state of Florida? And would you say that you're a Ron DeSantis fan?
Sure, yes, absolutely. Ron DeSantis has done a phenomenal job for Florida. He definitely has my vote. I mean, it's not even nothing hard to think on. Charlie Crist is obviously not fit for the job. I am totally in line with him. I truly believe that he is for our freedom, our values, and definitely for God. He is in the business of protecting our children in the schools. And then just basically a constitutional governor. And I am with him. I stand with him. I believe that he is bold. He's courageous. He's not trying to fit the narrative. And he's just not going to settle for anything other than being sure that we remain free and we have a choice here in Florida. So he definitely has my back, and I'm definitely a fan.
Amen. I'm thankful to hear that. A question I want to postulate for the benefit of our listeners, a hypothetical scenario. And from the hypothetical scenario, I want to then come back and ask you a question. Let's say that during the course of the next 6 months or year, there's introduction of new pathogens that the WHO, World Health Organization, and that the CDC and the FDA and some of the people in Washington scream lockdown, shutdown, that the churches need to close, businesses need to close, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As one of our representatives in District 13 for the state of Florida, what we call part and parcel of the Duval delegation, those that represent us from Duval County and this general area, what would your posture be? Would you go along with, would you have an interest in voting yes on any legislation that would authorize lockdown of churches, the lockdown of businesses, the lockdown of schools, as we've seen in the past, out of the fright, fear, fear mongers out of Washington and some out of Tallahassee. Fortunately, our governor didn't go along with it. But what would be your position as far as legislation for the future to prevent that in the state of Florida?
So I would completely stand against it wholeheartedly. We've been through it before. We've seen this mess before, and I almost can guarantee they're going to try it again. Mm-hmm. And so my legislation approach would be do what you need to do by choice, part by a family, individually. We're not going to cause this to be a blanketed choice where it's forced and everybody has to abide by it. No, the churches should not be closed. Churches are essential. Businesses are essential. Again, this will be a by choice decision, which all things should be. I would also even go a step further in getting with my elected local officials here in this district and encouraging them to do the same thing, to back the same stance as well. We would also bring about the resources, the data, the statistics, all of those things to be sure that the argument fits exactly what we're indeed doing. And so, no, we're not gonna have this happen again. We're not going to encourage fear. We're not going to have people walking around like zombies and just doing things because of, you know, these so-called experts. Everybody's an expert because they are on television all of a sudden. We're not going to have, I'm not going to stand for it, and I'm not going to vote yes into anything where you are in a position where you are forced to do something on behalf of yourself, your family, and your churches.
Absolutely. Well, I commend you for that because Sir Anthony Fauci, the one that's the know-it-all, had already said beginning February of 2020 that the masks are not effective. And I know based on research myself that out of 146 studies, masks are not effective with stopping, preventing, or transmission of any pathogen. And yet we had the forced mask wearing that was forced by our mayor here in Jacksonville for, I believe it was 90 days or 180 days, forced to wear a mask, forced social distancing. And what I'd really like to see, La Sierra, and future will tell, but what I'd really like to see is the introduction of legislation that will prevent local mayors across the state of Florida from enacting by executive order anything about health that would be more than a 30-day period of time. If that, I believe there needs to be legislation of that type. La Sierra, hold your thoughts for a minute. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please. Hello.
Thank you so much. Yes, I am here.
Go ahead with
Hello,
your question.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Or good afternoon. Thank you
it
so
is
much. Yes, my name is Perry, and I'm just calling in, listening in, and just wanted to just call in to Miss Maplin for commending her for being a great representative for our community. I've just witnessed the signs, and then I'm seeing her partake in the community and just boisterous and just giving a good testament and word from God. I'm just thankful, and I am very pleased. Just wanted to call in and just show my gratitude. And thank you so much for being a great representative here. I am just thrilled to be even on the line at the moment. God is really good, and I just want to call in and say thank you so much for being such a blessing.
Great. Thank you so much for that commendation. And may I, out of pun, simply say, do as the Democrats do, vote soon and often. So encourage 10 other people that know you and know La Sierra, 10 others to vote on the 8th. Of November to make sure that we have a success in seeing her sworn into office. La Sierra, the school system has become a debauched mess across America. Our school system, public school system, of course, I've said for 40 years, take your kids out of the public school system, the governmentally controlled systems. I've said for years and years and years, put your child in homeschool, Christian school, parochial school, charter schools, online schools, group organizational educational forums, etc. But take them out of the public school arena, especially today where they've been sexualized, demonized, and their lives being weaponized against the government, against what our Constitution says, and most of all, where they're being brainwashed. Would you commit for our listeners that based on your work as a legislator, that you would help promulgate either by introducing legislation or co-sponsoring legislation that will allow the parents to have a choice with vouchers so they can go to whatever school, let the money, the tax money for school, follow the child and not follow the school. What's your position on that, and how do you respond to that statement?
Sure, absolutely. So currently, we do have school choice. In this particular district, you just have to know when it's happening. Unfortunately, I sat down with the the school board or the school choice director early this year, and I found out a lot of information concerning how it really is structured here. And so one of the let me just paint the picture really quick, and then I'll say how I'm going to address it. So basically right now, during the months of January, from January through March of each year, you can now fill out an application for the following year for your student to go wherever else, where it's not, you know, necessarily in your neighborhood. And so therefore, your funds can follow, or you can enroll your child in another school. I am completely for school choice. I do believe that the taxpaying dollars should follow the student. And that includes private school, homeschooling, all such as that. I'm so on board with that because we here in District 13, we have a few failing schools that are just not even up to par, even as far as the buildings and just haven't been renovated since the 60s. And we're only working with about three high schools, which is trying to accommodate thousands of children, unfortunately. So it's a few things that I would like to see done, which is a new high school in this district. And then, of course, implementing some really good teachers. As far as the legislation is concerned for the state of Florida, I would totally get on board with that as well. I really believe that the school choice option should be expanded throughout the year. It shouldn't just be between those 3 months. And then it also needs to be advertised a lot more frequently than it has been. I was told by the director of school choice that is, you know, on the radio and all such as that, but I really believe they're dropping the ball and things are not as they seem. So I will be introducing some legislation concerning school choice and just having the parents be more aware of what their options are.
Exactly right. In fact, Lassiera, I'm going to take 1 second and then let you wrap up. Looking at a statement by Franklin Graham in the Decision Magazine, October 2022, November the 8th, tens of millions of voters will head to the polls across America in the most crucial midterm election in recent history. To say that much is at stake is gross understatement. It isn't just control of Congress. It may be our last chance to stop the immoral and ungodly politics and the policies that have brought our great nation to the moral disaster brink. So with that being said, LaSierra, would you take a moment for about the last minute that we have, tell our listeners how they can reach you, first of all, praying for you, how they can reach you to get on board in these last few days?
Absolutely. So we will be flag waving, sign waving, passing out flyers. And you can reach me if you would like to participate. My telephone number is 904-413-0530. Again, 904-413-0530.
Very good. LaSierra, thank you so much. We're praying for victory on November the 8th. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for LaSierra Maslin for our next representative for District 13 in the state of Florida for the Florida House. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this broadcast today. LaSierra, thank you so much for taking time to be with
us.
Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.